Hey, what's going on? I hope you are well as always. So sticking on the theme of incredible virtual live music experiences, let me introduce to you Sensorium Galaxy. Now, this is the other absolutely AAA top tier platform who've already got David Guetta, Steve Aoki, Carl Cox, Armin van Buuren, and more of the biggest DJs in the world on board as they begin to roll out absolutely out of this world immersive experiences. The other fascinating strand that they have is AI driven humans who exist in these environments and converse and attend gigs with you. In time, they will learn, remember your previous conversations, and begin to build relationships with you and other attendees. Sasha Tsitienko is the CEO and is our guest this week on the show to tell you everything you need to know. The only very quick ask I have is to just quickly hit the follow button on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, and that massively helps the show, so thank you so much. It's definitely worth checking out sensoriumgalaxy.com as well. You'll get an instant sense of just how awesome what they are building is. Now, we don't mess about on this show, so let's get into it. A quick reminder, nothing is financial or investment advice. Always do your own research. And with that said, here's this week's episode. Sasha, very excited to have you on the show. Looking forward to this. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So I stumbled upon Sensorium Galaxy about 9 months ago or so and immediately got very interested. It instantly stood out to me. The website shows some of the highest qualities or AAA virtual gigs and footage and experiences that I've seen anywhere in this space, really. So there's lots to unpack here. You're also partnered with some of the biggest DJs in the world. I was like, how have I not found this before? It's this amazing thing that I sort of discovered. So yeah, it's great to have you on. I'll let you just explain what are you building here? How did you get some of the biggest DJs in the world on board? And where are you at with things now?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for your first impression, you know, and we are working on providing that, you know, impression for our audience also to receive, because any of our assets that we provide, we see them as some kind of like an introduction, yeah, into the metaverse, into its virtual worlds that we are building, that we are creating. So answering the question, what is Sensorium Galaxy Metaverse? What are we building there? We are the first inhabited metaverse, which is populated by AI-driven avatars. And our metaverse stretches across several virtual worlds, the first of which, called Prism, is dedicated to music, dance, entertainment, and AI-based social networking. And one of the key pillars that is on our heavy focus is a wide variety of content that will provide, you know, encouragement to the users because they can experiment with these emerging technologies in the metaverse, which are VR, AR, and AI. So as you've mentioned, as you've noticed, we've partnered with some of the world's biggest superstars in the field of electronic music, like David Guetta, Armin van Buuren, Steve Aoki, or Carl Cox, to deliver to the world their exclusive VR concerts in our metaverse. And we expect those shows to be a specific celebration and spectacular celebration of music and of performance. And having outstanding content is key as is entering a virtual world and being met there by someone. So we come to a second like direction of our main directions that we follow within Sensorium Galaxy is our AI-driven virtual beings, which are quite unique in their ability to chat with the users, but not only talk to them, but also build genuine relationships with them. What we did for that, it's not only about their looks, though we have a specific approach to that. And for creating the visual side of our avatars, we collaborate at this stage with a renowned Australian 3D digital artist, Jason Iwer, with whom we create now over 200 of surreal and very high aesthetically looking avatars, representing what we call a digital anthology of music subcultures, because we are very much music related within our first world of Prism. Yeah, so we have all types of music lovers there, from punks to future ravers to gothic style avatars to TikTok influenced avatars. So we take our inspirations both in music, in social media, in culture, and in fashion to create their looks. But we also add our own state of the art conversational AI to them and unprecedented memory skills to them. So this means that when you speak, with the Sensorium AI avatar, they remember you and whatever previous chats that you had with them. So you can talk about whatever subject you choose, whether it's art or music or history or cultural events, like you name it. In this context, we see a relationship of co-creation, as users can also learn from the avatar and embark on creative pursuits that have never been imagined before. And artistic creation is, in fact, also a very important part of Sensorium Galaxy, a metaverse hosting AI DJs embarking on their futuristic performances across these outworthy locations that we create, like, for example, an intergalactic vortex or an erupting volcano. Mentioning this, I'm talking to some of the episodes of the metaverse streaming that we already released, that's now live in 24/7 format on our website, on our YouTube channel, and it's like a window into the metaverse. And we have our virtual AI DJs that we create internally, and we equip them with a specific both music from like real life artists and record labels, but also AI generated music, which is able to operate in over 60 plus genres. From, if we talk about electronic music, it's everything from techno to house to afro house to all of the variations of it, I would say. And then tying it all together, we aim to also enable what we call digital immortality, whereby users get to choose a type of a digital legacy they want to leave behind them, and also allow the future generations to contact with them. And one of the first glimpses into these opportunities come also through the historical AI avatars that we developed. The first experience in this regard is going to be the Salvador Dali experience, where we recreated the avatar of this great surrealist painter, you know, an artist, maybe the greatest in his genre of all times. And we make his avatar available to interact with our users via our cross-platform. Yeah, that's like giving you a brief outline of what we're doing there.
It's amazing, and it's very cool, and it's great to see something so high-end. And not only does it look amazing, the AI side of stuff, which we'll dive into specifically, obviously the conversation around AI is really hot at the minute, but having NPCs, characters there that make the world feel full and that you can build conversations and personalities with and that kind of thing is really interesting, because I think that's what a lot of spaces are missing in this early stage, is that you go and there's either not loads to do there, or there's not loads of people all at the same time yet. So that's like a really fascinating part of it. You mentioned as well the live stream's there, and people can go and check out this 24-hour live stream that shows you all these things. It's not just a vision, it's there, and you can go and experience some of this stuff. Where are you in the timeline of things in terms of going to an immersive gig? Obviously there's so much to be built, and it's across all platforms, right? So web, or will be desktop, mobile, and VR. We've seen so much promise in this world. So where are you at the moment? What can people go and see? And where are we for the next kind of 6 months?
Yeah, so where we are right now across different mediums, that right now our users can already go on Steam platform and download the free-to-play version of our VR product. What they find there right now, they will find their never-ending 24/7 eternal, we will say, like this galactic party with our virtual DJs performing there. Right now we have two different settings. One is called Volcano One, the other one is Metal Vortex. We have three DJs, virtual DJs playing in one of them and three in the other one. And that's our first available to users experience in VR format. Later on this year, we're going to release the next shows of the big real name artists and also enrich this paradigm, of VR settings in which we have things happening. That's one thing. Then we have the 24/7 metaverse streaming, as I mentioned, which is available on our website, sensoriumgalaxy.com, and also our YouTube channel, specifically to dive more right now, to dive deeper into the conversational skills of our AI-driven avatars. We have a Sensorium Galaxy mobile app for that, where the users can not only talk to the virtual beings with some presets, you know, of their characters, of their mindsets, but we are already applying there something, the technique that we call the mind pyramid. It's basically an ability that we give to the user to create to form a character of the virtual being that he communicates with, or he can choose one from the range that we are providing. And we have very different types of beings, from very romantic ones to very naughty ones. They all have different backgrounds, they all have different history. Being AI driven beings, they are now also experimenting for themselves in the metaverse. For example, some of them are already becoming artists that not only perform in the metaverse but also deliver their music across traditional platforms and streaming platforms. For example, one of our virtual artists, Karamar, she already released an album across Spotify and Apple Music, and that's an album that's fully composed of AI generated music by this artist that's called Entropic Principle. Others of them, they tend to be dancers, or they have their own specific backgrounds, and they are available both in the application, and now already there is a possibility to talk with AI-driven being in the VR product. Yeah, that's sort of where we are right now.
That's a cool summary. And so crazy. That frontier of AI personalities and characters that are evolving is just clearly going to be, part of this bigger metaverse picture. But it's really fascinating. And is that happening? How much of that is programmed without going too deep? And how much of that is already happening on its own? Are these characters developing because of the AI's learning and that's happening already?
Yeah, AI isn't sort of thing, that's, of course, you kind of manage it. But at the same time, it's evolving also on itself. Because, for example, AI-generated music, it stays in the constant format of evolution. For example, once you set up a specific style of music for an AI artist and establish it, it never repeats or ends. So in the end, we receive an infinite stream of music that never repeats or ends, and that keeps evolving by adding new components into it. So you can enter into a stream of the same virtual artist after a while, and you will not really recognize it because it already evolved. What you can do to fix it in time and then present, you can only cut it from there, cut a piece of it, whether it's a track or whether it's an album, and release it or use it in a performance. But the stream is infinite. In regards to the conversational AI abilities, what we see, one of our main specialties, is this kind of intelligence, when the avatar can remember your past conversations, and your new conversation is not really, you start from the point zero, and you don't start from a blank page. You can continue the conversation you used to have with this character again, and that really sort of forms this, framework and timeline that it's continuous, and that's what really can be called forming a relationship with a virtual being.
Yeah, that's gonna get so wild, isn't it, when people are going back and forth and are beginning to make a genuine connection with a virtual human who remembers their conversations, and you go hang out with them. And it's a new frontier in every sense of the word, which is really cool. It's really interesting. Before we dive too much down that path, I wanted just to talk to you about the massive DJs and the opportunities that they see. We've covered virtual gigs a lot on the show, and the immediate obvious opportunity is the scale of those gigs, that obviously you can only be in a physical place at one time. So for the artists, they can now be all over the world and sell tickets multiple times and have multiple performances. That all makes a lot of sense. The experience itself obviously is another level to that, because whilst physical is amazing and lights and lasers and live shows incredible, what is the experience like inside these worlds in Sensorium Galaxy, and what are the artists most excited about themselves?
Yes, what you can already see from the content we are already providing publicly right now is that within this project we are not trying to recreate the real life experiences, because we know that some companies, they went to replicate, for example, existing arenas and drive them into the virtual world or existing real-life venues. We chose a different path for ourselves because we have our own, I would say, storytelling, and we have this cosmic setting about the Sensorium Galaxy that's a vast space that is filled with different virtual worlds that act as content hubs. They all are different virtually. For example, Prism is the first world that we launched, and it's a faraway planets within the galaxy. It's all black rock and very isolated, kind of a hostile place with a volcano that's erupting on the surface of this planet. It's kind of a brutal environment, and it's out of this world. Another virtual virtual world that's going to be one of the next one to be launched is called Motion, and it's dedicated to another thing. It's dedicated to spiritual practices, to self-empowering practices, to meditations and guidance techniques. And it has a completely different setting because it's an underwater world with like a traits of a long gone ancient civilization and the artifacts belonging to this civilization, and filled with fantasy driven sea creatures that's inhabiting this world and so on. So each of the location is different. Or for example, we have Starship, that is like a space shuttle with very futuristic, ultra-futuristic interiors, which we call a communication hub. And that's the place where which designated to all types of communication between the AI inhabitants themselves, between the users and AI inhabitants, between the users and historical figures. So coming back to the subject of what's there for the artists, in our case, we tend to create what we call out of this world shows for them, which is specifically, of course, evaluated by such outstanding artists and performers, because them too, we see our mutual desire not to just double what they do in real life and then to compete with it, you know, and to compete real life in the metaverse. What we are creating with them is shows that are not possible to create in real life, which you cannot build on any site. So using all the techniques of Unreal Engine, on which our virtual worlds are built, and using all means of our own art direction to create these very specific shows for them, where we can play with the global and very massive effects and constructions, which can be anything from galactic meteor vortex happening or a volcano eruption. And the venue itself, if you can check it out, it looks like a very futuristic, brutalistic venue out there in space, which is designated to be just a massive rave venue. And it's transforming, so yeah.
Yeah, massive metaverse rave. I think that's a good line for sure. That's cool. And with the success of, you know, other virtual worlds that we look at, always referencing Roblox, which obviously is completely different in so many ways, but the fundamentals of why a world like that works really well is partly the sort of gamification element and also users being able to generate content. So you've talked about the sort of ever-present thing of Sensorium Galaxy with the AI characters. Are you mainly focusing on those experiences being there the whole time and then big one-off gigs from massive DJs that you have involved, or are there other gamification elements or ways that users can kind of generate content as well? How do you think about that side of stuff?
Yeah, so of course this show experience of the immersive virtual show experience is one thing that we are working on, and where we want to raise the bar and use all possible tools, you know, to create the best AAA content for the users, because we see there, of course, the metaverse project now are numerous, but even in 2D, we see that many of them, they still look like blocky games from the 2000s. Yeah, we understand why they tend to choose this path, because it's kind of an easily created environment, yeah, that become available to the users at once. While we are caring a lot about our art direction and our visual side of things, plus we are also operating in the VR medium, which has its own technical requirements, yeah, and in there, you know, because we are first in our production, we tend to be the AAA quality and the AAA quality content. So talking about the mechanics, we are talking about social mechanics. That's how we call them. So it's not something that we take just from the gaming and bring into the metaverse. These mechanics are more oriented to the subject of an alternative virtual life, an alternative virtual life scenario that the user and basically his virtual alter ego can live in the metaverse. And the mechanics that we work right now, they are versatile. It's from actually being a creator, by receiving a number of creative tools, by customizing your avatar, not only visually, but customizing your virtual alter ego conscience, and its personality. And we do care a lot about our users being able to have diversity in the means of presenting their personality, in the means of their self-identification in the metaverse. metaverse and then live in this kind of alternative life scenarios, yeah, when they can choose almost like a profession for themselves, yeah, they can become dancers and we have like dance championships for that, or they can try to be out a virtual DJ and eventually they can do mechanics that are connected with them being more or less successful, you know, or becoming successful in the virtual world. And like a final part of it, there is also an aspect of digital immortality that I mentioned earlier. So social related mechanics, that's our focus.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you give some really interesting examples there of you could create an avatar, and traditionally, I guess in a virtual world, we think of that being us in the moment, walking around, you know, for a small amount of time and just being ourselves. But I think here you're talking about, you know, an avatar that can be you, but then maybe with the AI as well, can learn and grow whilst you're not there, and you can set it on a path to learn skills and that kind of thing, and then potentially have a career as a virtual DJ that could learn whilst you're not there and that as well. Is that something that potentially will happen?
Yes, that's what we are also working on, so that eventually a user can sort of let his virtual alter ego live, which is AI driven live in the metaverse, yeah, and then can have the sessions with him, like connect with him, where his virtual being can report to him what he was like doing in the metaverse, yeah, and he can text him messages in the mobile app, and he can send him short videos and even photos of what he himself on his own seen and done in the metaverse. Like, he could have been to a David Guetta show there, or he could have encountered another virtual being and started to have some interesting relationship or communication with him. And so there is this communication on very multiple levels, some of which is controlled by the user, or he can tend just for that to be autonomous, I would say.
Yeah, it reminds me of the original Sims game where you had this character that you part control, but then it goes to work, and if you leave the computer on it, you can put it on autonomous mode and it's learning and it's achieving things in the very basic sense, and this being a lot richer and more immersive. But it's cool, isn't it? Because it opens up this idea of almost scaling yourself into lots of different places at the same time. And yeah, it gets really wild really quickly. Very, very cool. I wanted to ask as well, obviously a lot of the success of any artist, DJ or big platform is the fans of that artist or that world. Are you thinking about any way of incentivizing and kind of rewarding fans? Do you have a Web3 element of that in terms of any ownership or NFTs and that kind of thing? Out of interest, is that built into your plan, or is that something separate?
Of course, actually, because we are Sensorium as a company, and Sensorium Galaxy is our core product, we are a Web3 company with technologies like blockchain and NFT like being part of the project. So we are obviously having an NFT and an NFT program, yeah, that's virtual characters related, which can also apply to the entertainment, yeah, part of the project. And we are now preparing the rollout, yeah, of our NFT program for this. And of course we work with blockchain technologies in this regard. NFT in our case is very much related to the avatars and virtual beings, yeah, whether we and how exactly we will extend it into the shows of the artist, specifically from dance side, we will reveal on the later stages. But of course we understand that for the fans of the artist, this is something sort of a new experience where they will see the digital twins, yeah, of their favorite artists for the first time, and not only see, but we're also interested and we also understand the importance for the audience to be able to be close to their icons, yeah, to their favorite artists, to be able to communicate with them, which they can totally do, again, due to the AI empowering technologies, yeah, where the artist can be there for his fans at times that he chooses. And of course, it all depends on each and other artist, you know, some tend to be more up close and, you know, like private, you know, other artists prefer to be with their fans 24/7, and that's what we can provide when we have a super photorealistic avatar of the artist, which is AI based, and he can keep communicating with his fans 24/7 from any location. He can be their guidance, he can be their mentor, whatever he prefers, basically. Yeah, so it's technology which in the end works for the fans of the fan base of the artist. And of course we also want to talk about the democratization of things when you cannot just watch a video from your favorite artist performing, I don't know, in Burning Man, for example, or at the best club in Ibiza, but you can actually, especially in VR, which is the most immersive format, you can really feel like you're there and he's so close to you and you can come to his booth, you know, and say hi and things that are not possible for many of the fans in real life.
Yeah, this is true. It opens up exactly things that you could never really do or never do at scale in the physical world, for sure. These new and interesting opportunities for fans. So yeah, that's really cool. I wanted to ask you as well about virtual DJs, and we've seen quite a few people coming up. Xanadu Blue and Teflon Sega, these either artists or kind of, you know, amazing Unreal Engine avatars that are getting audiences, and Teflon Sega is releasing music online and doing really well. Do you see a shift, or, you know, how are you thinking about virtual DJs and virtual artists themselves? Are they going to be some of the biggest future DJs in the world, do you think, that are created and maybe are anonymous, and that seems like a whole area that's about to explode?
Yeah, well, I see that there is a huge potential there for sure, because personally I've been working with artists for most of my life and working with within the, like, the music and entertainment industry, and at the same time I understand that with the current technologies it's really not becoming so important who is behind there. Is it like a real person, or is it like a collective, for example, of artists, yeah, who choose to become one virtual image and choose to be embodied in that image? It's a means for them to convey the same ideas, the same art, the same feeling that they could before do only in the physical appearance. Now they just have new means and different tools by expressing it, you know, because it all depends which specific type of a virtual artist we talk about. Because if we, for example, Gorillaz became the first virtual artist being the real life artist, you know, but kind of an opening a gate to that, yeah, and we just see that they can live in both dimensions. Yeah, we're also looking into the concept of hybrid artists, and with some hybrid artists we already collaborate and create our shows, such as, for example, this incognito digital artist Svoran, yeah, with whom we create right now one of the shows within Sensorium Galaxy. They say they are a collective, you know, that they kind of a digital act that can operate both in real world and in virtual reality, and they just like to see how it all interplays and come together. And for the users, it's all about the music, it's all about the feelings that it produces in them, yeah. So the more appealing the music is, the more appealing the image of the concept artist is, the bigger reaction it gets. In my opinion, doesn't matter whether it's virtual or physical human appearance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I guess that's always the same. It's the story and the music and potentially the mystery can add to that as well as part of it, which is very cool. Yeah, there's so much in there, it's so cool, and I really encourage people to go on a website and check it out, because you get a sense of just how high quality this is, and what you're building is really, really cool. I know you're very busy, so I won't keep you too much longer, but what have we not covered that you'd love to mention, you'd love to talk about, and that you're excited about?
Well, I think we could also touch you know, this year, what we call being really the year of AI, you know, and touch with this component, you know, because it's really, what I would say, no small thing. Yeah, and a few months ago, the conversation about AI accelerated so much with the introduction of ChatGPT and people witnessing all of the aspects of their lives that can be simplified through such AI engine, like from work tasks to school homework. YouTube is just flooded with videos showing us such applications. In other words, I think people are finally exiting this fear stage that kept us thinking of AI as a replacement to human, and we are entering now a discovery stage that kept us thinking of AI as a replacement to that. And when people realize the potential of it and how we can use it to improve our lives. So when it comes specifically to Sensorium Galaxy experience, AI will help our users feel accompanied in a virtual reality that until today, it felt quite lonely and quite scary. And it also serves users as guides in all of the exciting things happening in this immersive world, and give them a chance to explore new frontiers with this user-generated content and character customization features. So we are really thinking that it's going to to be an amazing journey, and we are sure of that. That's, I think, what I wanted to add to all today's discussion, because we mentioned that quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really well said. And although technically there'll be so much that you're working on, it's not a conceptual jump to go from ChatGPT, which is already feels like this virtual assistant who kind of knows you and remembers things in a conversation, to go to an avatar being that becomes, you know, you begin to have a relationship of sorts with it. So it's not that far away. And at the speed that things are moving, it won't surprise me when it does arrive. So it's, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, to give image, body and form, it's just another very interesting field, you know, that we've entered and which we are super excited about. And it's also kind of an experiment that we are taking out and together with our users, together with our audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very good. Yeah, well, Sasha, thank you so much for coming on. Just remind people where they need to go. It'll be in the show notes, but just to check out Sensorium Galaxy. There's an amazing video of David Guetta getting fully mo-capped and capturing his likeness on the website as well. So that'd be cool to check out.
That's a good one. Yeah. And thanks so much for this conversation. So see you again in the metaverse next time.
Yes. Yeah, I'll leave all the links below. And yeah, thank you so much, Sasha. Cheers.
Thank you.
So there we go. An awesome chat with Sasha. Definitely head to sensoriumgalaxy.com and you'll see how mind-blowing this all is. And you can watch the 24-hour performance, which is happening right now. Thank you for your support on the show. As always, do say hello. It's @Luke_Franks on Twitter. Have a great week and catch you for next week's episode.